Here we go. You're listening to Law and Gospel on this Wednesday, July the 10th in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm Pastor Tom Baker, and we're going to be taking a look at a reading for this coming Sunday, Proper 10. We had already looked on Monday at Mark chapter 6, and now it's time to take a look at the epistle reading, Ephesians chapter 1. The book begins with Paul, apostle of Christ Jesus, by God's will, to the people who are holy and faithful in Christ Jesus. That is significant. Paul understands that he is an apostle of Christ Jesus, but not by his own decision. He was on the road to Damascus, actually to persecute Christians. And Jesus appeared to him. He fell off his horse. He was blinded. He ended up being baptized and became an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. That kind of reminds us of pastors. They also are by the will of God that they become a pastor to the people who are holy and faithful in Christ Jesus. That means these are people who have received the gift of the Holy Spirit and also the gift of faith to understand that they are forgiven their sins and heaven will be their home. Verse 2. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Grace is God's attitude to give you something you do not deserve, which is the forgiveness of sins. And peace means you are now justified and are reconciled to God the Father. He was reconciled to you, not by your works, but when you received the faith to believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. That's how you were reconciled and received the peace from God the Father. This is the beginning of Ephesians. Verse 3. Let us praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in Christ has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heaven. This is part of our new relationship with God the Father, that he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heaven. But we are living here on earth, yet we still receive the blessings from heaven, the gift of the forgiveness of sins, primarily. Verse 4. He, who is God the Father, has done what in his kindness he planned to do. Now, when did he plan to forgive our sins, to give us the Holy Spirit, and grant us faith? It says, before he made the world, he who loved us appointed us to be made his sons by Jesus Christ. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, that is, if you believe his promises that he has died for your sins and your sins are forgiven, that means he has appointed you to be his sons. Even women are considered as sons, because when Ephesians is written, the idea of sons was referring to the fact that is how one receives the inheritance. Remember, sons received the inheritance in Jesus' day. In our day, men and women receive the inheritance of the righteousness of Christ, because God loves us and appointed us to be made his sons by Jesus Christ. What did he do? Well, in Christ, he chose us to be holy and blameless before him. Now, how is that possible? Because we are still sinners. We sin, and yet he declares us to be blameless. That is because through faith in Jesus Christ, we receive the peace of God. We are reconciled to God the Father by faith in Jesus Christ. In him, he chose us to be holy and blameless before him in order to praise the glory of the love he gave us in his dear Son, who bought us with his blood to forgive our sins and set us free. What does that mean? Ephesians is saying that we are free from the guilt of sin. That's what forgiveness means. It means that God no longer considers us to be blamed for our sins. Forgiveness means he does not hold us accountable for our sins. We are freed. We are holy. We are blameless before him. In order, by the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross, to be forgiven and set us free from the requirements of the law. How did that happen? Jesus obeyed the law perfectly, and he now gives us that perfection by God no longer holding us accountable for our sins. We have received the righteousness of God that he has given us through faith in his dear Son. So he poured out the riches of his grace on us, giving us every kind of wisdom and understanding, as he told us the hidden meaning of his will. It was hidden to every person who had not yet received the gift of the forgiveness of sins. It was hidden to us who were born with original sin and unable to know the hidden will of God. But that hidden will of God was revealed to us when we came to faith and believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, verse 8, he poured out the riches of his grace on us, giving us every kind of wisdom and understanding, as he told us the hidden meaning of his will. It was his kindly purpose in Christ to manage everything in heaven and on earth in such a way, then when the right time would come, it would all be organized under Christ as its head. Verse 11, he who accomplishes everything just as he wants to plan it long ago, appointed us in Christ and chose us according to his purpose, that we, the first to hope in Christ, should live to praise his glory. When you heard the message of the truth, and you heard that through hearing the good news, that's called the gospel, that you were saved and you believed in him, you who were sealed in him by his Holy Spirit. How were you sealed? Because you heard the message of the gospel that Jesus brought. That was the new covenant. The old covenant was that by doing good works, you could be saved. But no one was capable of doing good works for the proper motivation, which be faith in Jesus Christ. But then you heard the promises of God, who is now the guarantee of our inheritance, that he might free you to be his people and to praise his glory. That's the epistle reading for Proper 10, which is July the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2024. But then we take a look at the Old Testament reading, which is Amos chapter 7, verses 7 to 15. Amos 7 begins with Amos the prophet. This is what the Lord God showed me. And he gives a metaphor. He was making locusts when the later growth was first coming up. It was the later growth after the moving for the king. When they had finished eating the grass of the land, I said, Lord God, please forgive. How can Jacob exist? He is so small. The Lord relented from this, namely sending locusts upon our grains. It will not happen, the Lord said. This is what the Lord God showed me. The Lord God was calling for judgment by fire. It consumed the great waters of the deep and would have devoured the lamb. When I said, Lord God, please stop. How can Jacob exist? The Lord relented from this. This too will not happen, the Lord God said. In other words, the fire that should have been the judgment of hell against us would no longer take place because God had forgiven us because of the death and sufferings of Jesus Christ. Verse 7. This is what he showed me. Notice again and again our wonderful salvation is showed us by God the Father through the message of the grace of God and the gospel. He said, the Lord with a plumb line in his hand was standing by a wall made according to a plumb line, which of course made the wall straight. The Lord asked me, what do you see, Amos? I answered, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, I'm going to put a plumb line in the middle of my people Israel. I will not overlook their sins anymore. And so the high places of Isaac will be land waste, and the holy place of Israel will be in ruins, and with a sword I will attack Jeroboam's family. So this is God speaking about a plumb line to show that we need to be perfect in our good works. And because we will not be perfect, then God would not overlook our sins anymore. But there was a priest at Bethel. His name was Amaziah. And he sent someone to tell Jeroboam, king of Israel, Amos is plotting against you right among the people of Israel. The country cannot stand everything he says. For this is what Amos says. The sword will kill Jeroboam, and Israel will leave its land to go into exile. This is the great exile of Israel, and they are taken into captivity because of their sins and their unrepentance. But this is God's way of waking them up to what God wants them to become. The country cannot understand what Amos is saying. Then Amaziah the priest told Amos, you seer go run away to Judah and eat there and prophesy there, but never again prophesy in Bethel. Here is the king's holy place, and here is the king's palace. Amos answered Amaziah, I'm not a prophet, nor am I the son of a prophet. I take care of cattle and grow sycamore figs. But the Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord told me, go prophesy to my people Israel. That is the message of every pastor in a church, to prophesy the word of God and bring Israel into a right understanding of the plans of God to save them by having their sins forgiven and having Jesus, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, become a human being in order to die for the sins of the world. Amos says, now listen to what the Lord says. You say, don't prophesy against Israel, and don't preach against Israel's people. Just for that, the Lord says this, your wife will be a prostitute in the city, and the sword will kill your sons and daughters, and your land will be divided by a measuring line. You will die in an unclean country, and Israel will certainly leave its country and go into exile. This exile, of course, occurred for a long time, and the people of Israel prayed to the Lord to redeem them from the exile that they were in, just as they had been redeemed from the exile and the slavery of Egypt by crossing the Red Sea and traveling to the land of promise, Canaan. And God took care of them for 40 years. Their shoes did not become bad shoes, but continued to strengthen them. They therefore received manna from heaven, which went away when they entered into the land of Canaan, because the land of Canaan was filled with fruit, vegetables, and meat. This was God's plan being given to the people of Israel. It was a plan that he says in the book of Ephesians occurred before the foundation of the world. It was a plan that the Lord had made with himself as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. It was a hidden plan. Unlike every religion in the world that came from the will of man, the plan of God came about by the will of God. It was revealed to human beings by Jesus Christ. It was called the good news. It was the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he began to preach it in the Gospel of Mark. And he revealed even to his disciples that that gospel would be that he would die in Jerusalem and he would be raised from the dead. That was the message of the cross. It was the message of Amos chapter 7. And like pastors today, God chose them to be his prophets and do and say what he wanted them to hear. That was the message from the Mount of Transfiguration, where God the Father told the disciples, listen to Jesus. He is the prophet to hear. He is the one who will share with you the message of salvation that comes about by hearing the gospel. That's why people are saved, by the message of the prophets in the Old Testament, including Jesus, our Savior. What a wonderful message for people who receive faith. That's still told today, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hear it and believe it. The message of God the Father.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check out to Law and Gospel and mail to Law and Gospel, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132, or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.